From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Pro-abortion rights supporters rallied at the Missouri Capitol in opposition to Republican proposals to further regulate the procedure. Roughly 200 people gathered in the rotunda today as the Republican-led Senate prepared to take up legislation that would, among other things, require annual inspections for abortion clinics and nullify a St. Louis ordinance prohibiting discrimination in hiring or housing based on reproductive decisions. Groups such as Planned Parenthood, NARAL Pro-Choice Missouri, and others called the rally the People's Special Session and said there are other issues lawmakers could address that matter more to residents. Republican Governor Eric Greitens called the lawmakers back to Jefferson City for the second time this summer for a special session focused solely on abortion. Greitens led an anti-abortion rally today at the Capitol. The University of Missouri will reduce the hours of operation of several facilities such as the Student Center, Memorial Union, and the Recreation Complex in an effort to save money. According to the Columbia Missourian, the reduced hours were part of the budget inventory that was released on June 9th. The document also revealed that plans for two resident halls and an addition to Memorial Union would be eliminated or deferred. In an email released Monday, MU spokesperson Christian Basie said no student employees would lose their jobs as a result of the reduced hours. Following a bipartisan call by six state senators for an investigation of Governor Eric Greitens, a spokesperson for the governor said he's not bothered by temper tantrums. Spokesperson Parker Bryden said yesterday that lawmakers are angry that Greitens, quote, won't accept their excuses for failure any longer. Greitens called lawmakers back to the Capitol on Monday for a special session focused on abortion. On the second day of the session, a group of senators said they wanted a legislative investigation of the use of a donor from a charity that Greitens helped found and that wasn't originally listed in campaign finance reports. Greitens' campaign was fined for failing to report use of the donor list. The city of Columbia's struggle to find a solution to its 10-year-long power line project has taken a turn north. The Columbian Missourian reports Ameren Missouri has issued a preliminary study that found no immediate problems with the city using existing Ameren right-of-way north and west of Columbia to erect new electric transmission lines. The city paid Ameren $10,000 to conduct a study to determine whether the idea is feasible. Mayor Brian Treese proposed running the transmission lines to the north. It is one of several proposed solutions aimed to meet federal electric requirements that the city upgrade its power distribution system to avoid rolling blackouts. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.